So I've been just trying to suggest ideas where you don't think you have to get an experience, like where you're trying to attain to something or get rid of something, where you set up consciousness in a way which is balanced and just try to ride the bicycle, as I've been saying. So earlier in the retreat, I suggested watchfulness and availability. And that, to me, is quite an interesting way of talking about mindfulness. Watchful, available. And then this morning, I was talking about the kind of clarity of attention through the posture, and then the softness of attention through the heart. And I was giving an example of someone coughing, and then you hear the I hear the coughing, and then I allow myself to say, "Oh, may you be free from suffering." That brings a certain, like maybe like, I mean, I don't do music, but if it was like a pitch in music, and you pitch at a certain note, at a certain whatever octave, whatever that works. So when I say to myself, "May you be free from suffering," that pitches my mind, or it puts my mind in a certain kind of tuning. It tunes my mind to a certain vibration, say. And then it's not just about my well-wishing of someone else. It's about my mind has taken on a wholesome attitude. It's kusala kamma. It's a skillful mind state. And then if I repeat that pattern, not with a desire to get some heartfelt experience, and this is the danger with any suggestion of any kind of objective experience, you get greedy to try to get that type of experience, and then you've lost the plot, basically. But if I were to then just start to recognize what consciousness is when it's in a state of friendliness, say, or a state of caring, or a state of compassion, then that is conjoined with the sense of being available to me. Because what's not available is greed, hatred, and delusion. So delusion is when I'm just lost in my reveries, ego thoughts, and I'm just kind of not here. One of the ways we talk about delusion, because aversion is when I'm just rejecting in meditation, trying to get rid of something, trying to get rid of the pain in my stomach, or trying to get rid of my thoughts. So that's some form of repression, aversion, annihilation, getting rid of. And then greed is when I'm trying to attain to something that I remember, or someone told me I should get in meditation. So those would be ways where I'm not available, and they're the ways of suffering. So non-delusion, non-aversion, non-greed, what would that be? Well, non-delusion to me would be that I know I'm here now. This is the way it is now. And then like non-becoming, that kind of language, if I could just pitch the vibration of my attitude to one of some kind of compassion. And it might be gratitude, it might be compassion, it might be gladness, but they all, to me, have the same tone, is that when I do that, I am available, because I'm not demanding anything of the moment. I'm more receptive and appreciative of the moment. So I would suggest then to try to become familiar with that heart way of knowing life. Just become familiar with that. When it arises, then try to encourage it in your consciousness. And just become familiar with that, so that it becomes a way of abiding, a way of returning, a way of remembering, a way of paying attention. Now, though, those kind of heart attitudes are things that they're really good for the body. the body really feels very relaxed with them. Whereas something like aversion, the body doesn't like that. Or trying to get something, greed, body gets tense. So then you if you kind of see it again, as I was saying this morning, the doing of a craft and the sustaining of this kind of balance, and just to do that as a kind of a training, as opposed to trying to get something or get rid of something. And then you just do it for the sake of doing it, as the Lompo Liam says in that talk, you practice for the sake of practicing. And then just see what happens. Just set that up, see what happens. And this is true of any craft. You just have to, I'm sure break dancing's like that too. There are certain moves in break dancing which would probably break my legs or whatever. But and you see, that's the kind of thing you can experiment with. It's not like you're trying to get anything or get rid of it. You just experiment. Well, what does it feel like to be attentive in that particular way? And what does it feel like to try that out? And then trying that out, so you can experiment, you can make effort. You can say, well, actually it doesn't work for me, it's fine. But it's still effort, but it's not just the effort to get rid of or become. Because the mistake, I think, as I was saying this morning, we tend to make is we're seeking some kind of experience in the future. And we're trying to get rid of the experience we have right now, which is all becoming, judgment, memory, and so on. Whereas a training in certain attitudes and certain ways of paying attention can be something we just cultivate. So the idea of cultivation. And the rest take care of itself. And the more we cultivate, like these hard attitudes, they become more and more dominant in our inner psyche. They become more and more the window through which we look at things like aversion. They become the kind of perspective that we accept the movement of life through our lives, through consciousness. So watchful, available, receptive, heartfelt receptivity, those kinds of attitudes. So no matter what is going on, whether you've got stomach ache or arthritis, or you've got a cough, or your body is just vibrant with chakra energy, or whatever, you can train with it. You can just learn how to be that kind of soft witness to the way things are, and then from that other things can evolve, insights or whatever. But you're not deliberately, egotistically trying to manufacture insights or get experiences which you've heard about. That never works, because it's from memory and greed. You have to be really free of memory. You have to let go of memory. Really come into the present moment. All right, let's do some sitting.